Locker room chats continue tonight. We are back. KNZA, it's week one of the high school football season. Time to talk shop with Royal Valley football coach. That is David Boucher. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, as the Panthers gear up for the season opener on Friday night at Hiawatha. Coach, we'll dive into the Red Hawks here momentarily, but, you know, last year there was so much to take away from your 5-4 season, a historic offense, you know, close games throughout. Guys had a very good squad. It came up just a little bit short towards the end of the season. But how would you assess the 5-4 campaign and kind of build off that here into 2025?
Like you said, we had a really good year last year and against a really good league, a tough schedule. And we returned a lot of good players off that team. But it's also a new year, and you know, we broke 8 school records, I think. On both offense and defensive side, we allowed 2 touchdowns a game, and we scored 3 to 4 touchdowns a game. So that usually produces winning seasons, and that's what we did. We just got to find a way to get over the hump. A couple of really close games, especially with Sabetha, those two by a combined 3 points, and you know, we just got to find ways to continue to grow as a program, as a community, as a school, to get over that.
Well, let's talk about the offense just a touch. Griffin Compton comes back at quarterback. You know, 91% of the yardage production last season came on the ground. You know, he was still able to throw for almost 300 yards and 6 scores. He added some of that rushing ability as well, and you got some very good backs coming back. But just starting with Griffin, you know, how much has he matured, kind of improved, and stepped up his game leading into 2025? And do you at least plan on expanding maybe his game and his role just a touch?
I think Griffin's had a great summer. You know, he's a state qualifier in track again. You know, he's one of our best athletes all around, and a really great student and leader. He controls the huddle. He runs the offense. He understands things. And we said, you know, if you don't know the play, just ask Griffin. That was said yesterday at practice. You know, and because he really does understand everything that we need to do, and it's like a true coach on the field type of player on both sides of the ball. We of course in the summertime we dibble and dabble a little bit and try to get a little creative and how can we expand some roles and what do we do well and how do we maximize our potential. And so we might see a little bit here and there. I think he has the capabilities. You know, last year we had such a dominant offensive line, and we just had so much balance. You know, even the playoff game when we lost, you know, we had 340 yards of offense and we gave up 160, I think, and or something like that. And so it's like we never really got stopped at any point. So we didn't have to really diversify too much, but you could see that this year. We don't know. We'll just take it, take every situation how it's going to be, and maybe we'll do some big things. Maybe we'll just keep it the way we always have.
Guys got obviously very productive, you know, play from the offensive line a year ago. Mason Pamami comes back, you know, after suffering an injury late last season. You know, he's going to kind of be the anchor there. Josh Rodewald, Cyrus Harding, you know, good size and obviously good experience up front for that run game.
Yeah, we've got good experience coming back. We'll see how Neo Mason continues to grow and get better and see his availability as the season goes. We'll just have to keep playing that by ear. But Cyrus is really stepping up as a senior. He played kind of everywhere a year ago. You know, we had him at tight end. He played center because of injury last year. He played guard. He's played tackle throughout his career. So he's kind of done a little bit of everything. But, of course, a 2-time state qualifier and wrestler. A multi-sport athlete there. And Josh Rodewald, Paxton Henry, John Young up front, Darren Bausch, and Landon Gilbert returns as our tight end wide receiver. And, a lot of people, you know, it's a Malachi Chi that is a junior for us and a lot of people don't know about. But we continue to grow and got big holes to fill. But I think looking at the summer, looking at our strength and conditioning, those guys up front have really grown a lot since June.
Well, we talked about the defense or the offense. Want to go to the defense. You talk about the records that you broke offensively. You know, a couple of records also broke defensively, at least in terms of points allowed and then passing yards allowed. Your defense last year didn't allow a single passing touchdown. A lot of these kids are back, again, very, very good and productive. How excited are you for this group and obviously that positive momentum with all that defense carrying over here into 2025?
Oh, they fly around, make plays, and I think that's that's the fun part about this team is they're very intelligent athletes, and that's half a defense. If you understand scout report and you want to try hard and run to the ball and play with enthusiasm, you're going to be good on defense. And that's where we were a year ago, and that's where I think we can be again this year. Got some holes to fill, but I think our athleticism continues to grow every year with our strength and conditioning program with Coach Roy, and I think that's only going to pay more and more dividends on the defensive side of the football just as much as it does on offense.
Talking with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, getting geared up for week one of the high school football season this week, and they got Hiawatha on the road. We'll talk about that matchup after a quick timeout here on KNCA. Few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Week one of the high school football season finally upon us. Everyone's certainly excited to gear up and ready to go. But coach, at Hiawatha in week one, this was an 18-13 victory for you guys a year ago. It was certainly a good win for you guys to get things going. But what do you expect maybe a little bit differently with this Hiawatha team in this go around in 2025?
Well, it's going to be year number two under their staff, and they return a lot of big guys up front and really a major offensive weapon in the Morton kid. And I think they have a lot of potential to be a lot better and a lot more improved than they were a year ago. They play hard, and they played a lot of guys against us a year ago. So we got to see some wings and some other players make some plays, and they play fundamental, straightforward football just like we do, and it's going to be a similar game plan I would bet between them and us, and so we are extremely excited to show our community and what we can do and be a beacon of hope for them.
How excited are you for year two of the Big East?
I think it's a great league. It gets us ready. I wish the state of Kansas would go to a power ranking of some kind to. For the playoffs and not just cross district or,
right.
Just not those matchups. So maybe we don't have to play each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
A year ago, I think if all of us played any other league, any other districts, I think we go undefeated, maybe lose one game in 2A playoffs and probably in 3A as well. It is what it is, but it definitely gets us ready for the second, the third, the fourth round of the playoffs and make deep playoff pushes. And you look at the area too. I mean, it's a daunting schedule. Whether you're a 2A school in our league or a 3A school in our league, we're going to be ready to play in the playoffs because of how good our league is.
Well, it gets going Friday night at Hiawatha. Coach, give us a few keys to get a win here and start the season 1-0.
It's game one. So whoever turns the ball over the least will give themselves the best chance to win. Whoever has the least self-inflicted penalties, in those hidden yards that you don't see, will give themselves the best chance to win. And then for us specifically is how much energy and enthusiasm can you ride the wave? Do you get too high when we're doing well? Do you get too low when we're not doing well? Or can you stay even keeled and stay focused on our job, play the next play type of mentality? That's going to be crucial for us, probably like it is for most teams, but nothing tricky. First game, you get to hit somebody else different. That's going to be great for us, and we're excited for it.
There it is, Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us again, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers at Hiawatha on Friday night, kicking off the 2025 season. Of course, you can catch that on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach Boucher, appreciate it very much, man. We're off and running. Excited to do it once again, and we'll talk to you next week ahead of week two.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.